FNC's Carlson, the mob is an arm of the Democratic establishment. By Jeff Poor on June 24, 2020. Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his Tuesday program by questioning why the mob that is behind vandalism and destruction of private and public property has a different standard applied to it than other crimes. Carlson pointed to how the Department of Justice and FBI investigated the alleged hate crime at the Talladega Superspeedway in Alabama compared to alleged crimes committed by the mob. Carlson argued the apparent conclusion was the mob was an arm of the Democratic Party's establishment. Partial transcript as follows. These scenes with Unity. Unfortunately, no one covering this story ever bothered to ask the obvious questions, where exactly was this news? The actual news Bubba Wallace kept talking about. No picture of it ever surfaced. And by the way, haven't we heard this story somewhere before? Like repeatedly? Between 2015 and 2018, there were 6 high-profile so-called hate crimes involving nooses. All of them are promoted heavily by the media. Every one of them turned out to be a hoax, every single one of them, and that's not even counting Jussie Smollett. The odds that this news hate crime was real were always very small. It's just not a very racist country actually, in the end. Most of us know that. But you'd never know it from listening to the authorities. The U.S. attorney suggested federal charges would be brought. Brought against whom? That was never clear. Meanwhile, the FBI swooped in by the vanload. The Bureau sent at least 15 agents to investigate this provocation against a millionaire race car driver. 15 agents, at a time when mobs were roaming the country completely unchallenged by law enforcement, burning things, assaulting people. In the end, as you may have heard, it was needless to say, yet another news hoax. There was no hate crime in Bubba Wallace's garage. We'll have details on that story later in the show. But for now, what does it tell you that the FBI and federal prosecutors fell for this hoax so completely? Well, it tells you everything. At the very moment Bubba Wallace was doing his star turn as America's latest victim of injustice, lecturing his fans about the racism, being backed up completely by the morons who run NASCAR, a mob of violent lunatics was ripping down a statue of American patriot, Francis Scott Key, in San Francisco. On Key's empty pedestal, they spray-painted these words, which effectively are their slogan, quote, "Kill the colonizers. Kill Whitey." In other words, murder Americans for the color of their skin. Now, you can argue about whether hate crimes ought to exist as a category in American law, and that's an argument worth having. But as long as they do exist, that would seem to qualify as one, and that the FBI did not swoop in with 15 agents to investigate. It's not clear if anyone ever investigated because no one in power cared. If anything, they agreed. And that's the point. The mob does not operate independently from the Democratic establishment. The mob is an arm of the Democratic establishment. In the city of Philadelphia, both the mayor and the district attorney, Larry Krasner, we've told you about repeatedly, cheered as mobs set fire and destroyed public property there. But when a group of working-class Philadelphians tried to protect the statue of Christopher Columbus from being destroyed, Krasner threatened to prosecute them. You'd think the mob will ever show up at Larry Krasner's house? Not likely. In fact, no, never. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi is also safe at her estate in Napa. Democratic politicians don't fear the mob. Notice that. Why? Because they don't need to. They control the mob. The mob operates with their permission. These are their foot soldiers. This is their militia. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.